doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday, November 13th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A lot of people are texting me these videos regarding this 350 semi-truck trailers that are coming into six counties here in Michigan. Please do not send me those during the show. I'm going to be confirming the information in these videos. We will be talking about it, I promise. But I want to get confirmation of a couple points that this military whistleblower has blown open. Gary, the news network, YouTube blog, putting out this information. We will follow up on this story. We will talk about it. But I'm not going to do it until I get confirmation of a couple of points issues. I want to get to the Senate bills 857 and 858. Which will basically restrict the rights of all CPL holders in Michigan, Democrats and Republicans, basically everybody. Now you have to understand that this is a process that has been in the making for a long time. They started this off with the Michigan Capitol. They expanded it. They expanded it to include all of the offices that the state reps and the state senators use and occupy in Lansing. Well, the CPL holders, state representatives, state senators pushed back. Some of their staff pushed back because these were rules. These were not laws. So, one of the emails I got this morning, Brett Gooding sent this to me, a few others. The Michigan Senate Civil Rights, Judiciary, and Public Safety Committee will take up Senate Bills 857 and 858 in lame duck session tomorrow, Thursday, November 14th at noon. This legislation would make concealed carry in Michigan extremely difficult by greatly expanding the number of gun-free zones. On the surface, these bills appear to extend bans on legal carry to the Michigan State Capitol, the Binsfield Senate Office Building, and the Anderson House Building. With the Michigan House of Representatives switching back to a Republican majority starting on January 1st, 2025 through 2026, placing these bans now into statutory law would prevent Republicans from reversing them next year, even though the Democrats will continue to hold control over the Michigan Senate and the governor's office through the end of 2026. However, the language in the bills go much further. Anyone who has taken a concealed pistol license class in Michigan should remember that Michigan has two laws that impose pistol-free zones, MCL.28.425O, includes a list of locations where concealed pistol license holders may not carry a concealed weapon. The other law, MCL.750.234D, contain an older list of gun-free zones. This second law exempts concealed pistol license holders. While there is some overlap between the two laws, the older law is more restrictive of the two. For example, it makes financial institutions gun-free zones. It lacks the permission except for places of religious worship that's contained in the other law. The biggest difference is that it does not allow firearms possession on the premises of any location with a liquor license. Now, this new bill, Senate Bill 858, would strip out the exemption for any person licensed by this state or another state to carry a concealed weapon from the original law, the more restrictive one, MCL 750.234D. The result would make over 20,000 locations in Michigan off limit for a licensed concealed carry. Even if you've been through the training, you have a permit, you're not going to be able to carry in over 20,000 locations. This would include not only party stores, but any grocery store, gas station, pharmacy, hotel, club, special event. What does that mean? Special event. On any watercraft or any type of retailer with any type of liquor license, active or not. And that the only locations with liquor licenses apply. It does not account for other such locations, such as banks and credit unions. The impact is so broad that Senate Bill 858 would effectively outlaw defensive carry in Michigan. They're asking people to contact your state senators because it's already passed in the House and is sent to the senators for final passage. We told you guys that there was going to be a ton of bills rammed through in this legislative lame duck session. I was told that they were going to push through removing parental consent. Anything that parents now have to approve of for their minor children. If they don't approve this bill now, they will not have a chance of doing it starting next year in January when the Republicans take the majority back. 2026, we may take back the Senate and get a new governor. A Republican governor, especially. Why? Because they do not support these type of bills. The Democrats have to act as quickly as they can, folks, right now in this lame duck. And here's the other problem. Today, being Hump Day Wednesday, they only really have tomorrow to get anything done because 13 bills went to committee assignment for today, Wednesday, meaning they will be voted out of committee and sent to the floor tomorrow, Thursday. Friday is opening day for deer rifle season. They're shut down. They do not hold session from November 15th through November 30th. That is deer season. It also includes Thanksgiving. Now, the problem is contacting your state senator isn't going to do any good. Why? Because most of our state senators, especially up here in 97.7 FM listening area, are Republicans. They are in the minority. 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans. The only thing they could possibly do is hold back the vote for immediate effect, which means these bills will be passed party line vote, 20 Democrats passing it in the Senate, but without the 6 Republicans, they won't be able to get immediate effect, which means it'll be 90 days after the end of this session, April, basically, of next year, 2025. So what can you do? You can call your state senator, but it's not going to do any good. If your state senator is a Democrat, you're downstate listening to the show, the Democrats are not going to listen to you. They are going to absolutely pass this bill, or these two bills, actually, Senate Bill 857 and 858. Contacting your Republican state senator to tell him not to vote for immediate effect is probably automatic. So you're kind of wasting your time. Elections have consequences. And I keep bringing this up to make sure people understand how important 2026 is, because 1.4 million of you did not vote in 2022. Midterm elections, governor elections, is very low turnout compared to presidential elections. You have to understand that this is got to be changed for 2026. Not only do we have to take back the Senate, but we have to get a Republican governor. We cannot allow the historical fact that every 8 years we switch parties in the governor's mansion. We have got to make sure we get a good Republican candidate that supports our issues and can help take back the governor's house. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, Patriots! Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today in this first hour. Couple of text messages. Officer Rick, who is not at school today, he's playing hooky or I'm teasing. He says, Randy, these bills include specifically any place that sells alcohol. So immediately you think of bars, restaurants, places like that. No. Meijer, Walmart, the corner store, etc. You have to understand that one of the main deterrents to bad people with a gun is a good guy with a gun. How many videos have we seen in a Walmart? Guy was going to rob the teller, the cashier, excuse me, with a knife or a gun. Somebody standing in line behind him pulls out their gun. No, I don't think so. The bad guy runs out the store or drops his weapon and is detained sometimes in these videos I've seen, even by the customers in the store, until authorities can get there. You see, one of the things you have to understand, this is a process. This is a process that happens all the time. And it is recorded on video and put on social media. We've seen the videos. Gas stations. Party stores. We've seen them everywhere. One thing you have to understand, this process is simply the public defending themselves, protecting themselves, their property, their friends, their neighbors, people you're standing in line with. Because the guy has a weapon, you don't know where that weapon is going to be pointed. People who have been trained, have gone through CPL training, know how to recognize a bad guy. These laws would restrict the ability to carry and would be expanded into the Senate building and the House Anderson House building. The Republicans fought those rules when the Michigan Capitol Commission put them forward on the Capitol building. They did not include the other two buildings outside of the Capitol, the Anderson building and the Binsfeld Senate building. And it surely did not affect normal CPL holders across the state of Michigan who have paid the fees, gone through the training, obtained the permit to carry concealed, and they did not expand the gun-free zones. But that's what the Democrats are going to do. So, you have to understand, these are the results of people not voting in a midterm election of 2022. We cannot allow that to happen in 2026. I spent my last half hour of yesterday's show vetting the next Republican candidate for governor in 2026. I sent it to Kevin Rinke. He listened to it. He sent me back a reply, and I'm sure he would not mind me sharing this with you. Why? Because this is the truth. This is the information shared between me and Kevin Rinke. Yesterday's show, final half hour, quote, vetting the next Republican candidate for Michigan governor in 2026. And I provided the link. Well, about an hour and a half later, Kevin Rinke came back. Thanks for bringing me up. If I run, I hope I have 100% of your support from day one. Seems like you have several of my platform ideas on your mind. If I go, you will see a written set of platform ideas from the get-go. While I won't commit to 100% of what you propose, it's well over 90% of what you propose. Looking forward to talking to you soon. Here's my reply to Kevin Rinke. Yes, looking forward to talking to you soon, especially about the 10% that you're wrong about. Laugh out loud. He came back about 25 minutes later. I knew you would say that with some laughing, smiling, crying emojis. Kevin Rinke on board with over 90% of my ideas. We just need to talk about the other 10%. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231 3